有一个八岁的女孩被她被一个牧师跟她的妻子所收养。
But the girl has a strange character and behavior.
但这个女孩有很奇怪的行为。
Sometimes she will do things to irritate people.
有的时候她做的是激怒旁边的人。
But there is a for a reason.
但其实是有原因的。
Because this girl was neglected by the former family who adopted her.
因为在前面收养她的一个家庭对她做了一些不好的事。
For instance, they are going to Disneyland.
比如说他们去迪士尼。
The parents will bring all their biological children, but left her with a friend of the family.
那一对父母是把自己亲生的孩子带去，却把这个女孩留在家里。
So this time, when the pastor knew this situation,she told the whole family, "We're going to Disneyland."
然后当这个牧师知道这些的时候，有一次就跟全家讲，我们要去迪士尼乐园。
But as the days drew near to the occasion,
但是当日子接近的时候
，this girl started to act very weird again.
这个女孩又开始有很奇怪的一些表现。
She started to stole money to buy snacks.
比如她偷钱去买零食。
And sometimes he will, you know, try to whisper insults to her sisters.
或者对他的那些姐妹们在耳朵里面说一些骂他们的话。
And this caused a lot of, you know, sorrow in the family.
这个就让这个家里面很悲伤。
And this was brought to the father's attention.
然后这个父亲就注意到了。
And the father wants to address this situation.
然后父亲就想来解决这件事。
So one day she took this girl and put her on her lap.
这个有一次他就把这个女孩放在自己的腿上。
And before she was about to say, then the girl started to talk.
当这个父亲还没开始的时候，女孩就开始讲话了。
Said, "Are you bringing me to Disneyland?"
就问说你还带不带我到迪士尼乐园去
？Then the father was about, the pastor was about to, you know, be tempted to say, "If you don't, you know, behave properly, then I won't take you."
那这个牧师，这个父亲就差点要讲说，你如果还不改正的话，那我就不带你去。
But the pastor changed his method.
但是这个牧师他心里面。突然心思转过来
He said, "Okay, we're going to Disneyland. This is a family affair, right?"
然后就问这个女孩，我们去迪士尼乐园是全家的事，是不是
？Are you part of the family?
你是不是家里的一员
？Then the girl nodded.
这个女孩就点点头。
So afterwards, they go to Disneyland.
然后他们就去了迪士尼乐园。
On the first day, everybody was so tired because of, you know, falling in line, you know, playing.
然后第一天大家都很累，因为要排队啊，要这些。
So on that night, everybody was asleep.
然后那一天晚上大家都去睡觉了。
But the pastor, you know, noticed that that girl is not asleep, sleeping.
然后这个牧师就发现这个女孩没有去睡。
Rather, there's tears in his in her eyes.
然后她的眼睛里面就有泪水。
And the pastor said, what's wrong?
然后这个牧师就问有什么不好的吗
？Then the pastor prayed for her.
然后就跟他一起祷告。
And after the prayer, then this girl said,
然后在祷告之后，这个女孩这么讲
：“That I know, I came to Disneyland, not because I'm good.
有一件事我知道，我到迪士尼乐园来不是因为我好
，but because I'm yours.
是因为我属于你
，brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
Today we come to the Lord's table.
今天我们到神的桌子面前。
It's all because of His grace.
都因为他的恩典。
Not one bit.Are we better than other people?
不是因为哪怕一点点，我们比其他人好。
If we think that we are better than other people, then we shouldn't be here today.
如果有任何人想我比别人好，今天你就不配在这里。
Today we are here is because of God's amazing grace.
今天我们在这里是因着他惊人的恩典。
And this is the thing I want to share to you today.
这就是我今天要跟大家分享的。
Let's turn our Bible to Titus.
让我们把圣经翻开到提多书。
Titus chapter 1.
提多书第一章。
Verse 1 through 4.
第一到第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 1 through 4.
第一章的一到四节。
I'll read first in English, and our brother will read in Chinese.
我先来读英文，然后弟兄再来读中文。
How about those who have the Chinese version read it together with our brother, okay?
然后当读中文的时候，大家中文的人一起读。
Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect,and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began, but that in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. To Titus, my own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior.
好，中文一起来。神的仆人，耶稣基督的使徒保罗，凭着神选民的信心与敬虔真理的知识，盼望那无谎言的神在万古之先所应许的永生，到了日期，借着传扬的功夫，把他的道显明了。这传扬的责任是按着神我们救主的命令交托了我。现在写信给提多，就是照着我们所共信之道做我真儿子的，愿恩惠平安从父神和我们的救主耶稣归于你。
Okay, chapter 2, verse 11 through 14.
第二章的十一到十四节。
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness, worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify us unto himself, a peculiar people zealous of good works.
好，我们一起。因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4.
以弗所书的第二章第四节。
In verse 5, okay.
还有第五节。
According as he had chosen us in him,before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Chapter 1.
然后是第四。
Verse 4 and 5.
第四、第五节，第一章。就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己一直所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Verse 12, chapter 1, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ.
第一章的第十一节，
我们
第十二节，对不起。叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we humble ourselves before you.
主啊，今天早上我们在你面前谦卑。
We can only say we are here because of your amazing grace.
我们必须要说，在你面前是因着惊人恩典。
Lord, we pray that your presence be with us this morning.
我们祷告，请你今天与我们同在。
Lord, speak, Lord, your servant listen.
主啊，请你说话，你的仆人静听。
Okay, amen.
Amen.
The book of Titus is a book concerning God's amazing grace.
提多书是一本关于神惊人恩典的书。
The word grace had been repeated so many times in this book.
在这本书里面，恩典被重复了许多次。
Indeed, there are a lot of things also spoken by Paul in the book of Titus.
而且还有在提多书也提到保罗自己的一些事情。
Warning people concerning the Judaizers who deny the grace of God.
里面提到有犹太教他们里面否认神的恩典。
Yet we know, but the main focus of this book is God's amazing grace.
那现在我们知道这本书主要的焦点就在于神惊人的恩典。
And Titus is God's trophy of grace.
而提多的意思就是恩典的
He is the evidence of the grace of God.
他就是神恩典的那个证据。
Why do I say this?
为什么我这么说呢？
Because at that time there is a problem in Jerusalem.
在那个时候，耶路撒冷有一个省。
Well, we can see it in Galatians chapter 2.
我们可以在哥林多后书第二章可以看
到。A lot of so-called Jewish believers, the Judaizers,
那个时候有一些犹太信主的人
，They felt like not only by faith in Jesus Christ can you be saved.
啊，他们觉得呢，光光相信神还不够让你得救。
People needs also to observe the Jewish laws and ordinances.
啊，人还要需要来遵守犹太教里面的一些规条。
Only can you do these things can you be saved.
只有当你这样做。才能得救。
Therefore, Paul and Barnabas took Titus with them to Jerusalem.
所以保罗巴拿巴就把提多带着到了耶路撒冷。
Trying to tell the people there.
告诉那边的人。
Look at this person.
看这个人。
This is a Greek.
这是一个希腊人。
He is ignorant of Jewish rules and regulations.
对于犹太教的礼仪这些，他完全是无知的。
Yet by faith in Christ Jesus.
但是借着在基督里的信心。
This person is saved by the grace of God.
这个人是因着神的恩典得救的。
Today, brothers and sisters, are we the trophy of God's grace?
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们是不是神恩典的那个奖杯？
Not only we talk about being saved.
不光只是仅仅得救。
Do we live a life, you know, giving the evidence of that God's grace in us?
在我们的生活里面，是不是有一个得着恩典的证据？
You know, a lot of times when we preach the gospel,
很多时候当我们来传神福音的时候，
some people will not believe.
很多人他们不相信。
Not because the gospel is not true.
不是因为这个福音它不是真理。
Not because the gospel is not powerful enough.
不是因为福音能力不够大。
But because a lot of times we speak one thing and we do the other thing.
而是因为我们口里讲的是这些，但是做出来又是另外的一
些。 Our faith is opposite to what we do.
我们所讲的跟我们所做的是完全相反。
But Paul is trying to tell the believers in Jerusalem.
但是保罗却告诉在耶路撒冷的圣徒。
Look, this person, Titus.
看看这个人提多。
Not only he is saved by the grace of God.
不光他是被神的恩典拯救。
He live and walk by the grace of God.
而且他的生活他的行动行走都是根据这个恩典。
He is the trophy of God's grace.
他是神恩典的奖杯。
And not only that.
不光这样。
Paul in Titus says.
在提多书里面讲。
Let me read to you.
让我跟大家来读。
He said verse 4. To Titus, my own son, after the common faith.
在第二节在那个后面讲到，现在写信给提多，就是照着我们共信之道做我真儿子的。
On one hand, Paul is trying to say that Titus is the trophy of God's grace.
在一方面，保罗说提多是神恩典的奖杯。
On the other hand, he wants to also tell people because of the preaching of the gospel, Titus got saved.
然后也告诉大家，因着这个福音被传讲，所以提多得救了。
Today, brothers and sisters.
今天弟兄姐妹们，
How many people can we say that they are my son of the common faith?
今天有多少人我们可以指着他们说，这是我在真道里面所生的儿子。
Some people will say, oh, I'm not a missionary.
有的人说我也不是一个传道人。
I don't have formal training.
我也没有受过正规训练。
But let me tell you, it is our duty and responsibility.
但是让我告诉大家，这个是我们的责任。
To bring the gospel to any people.
把福音传给所有的人。
As much as we receive the amazing grace of God,
当我们一接受这个惊人恩典的时候，
Can't we say to people, this is how I got saved?
可不可以就跟人家讲，我是这么得救的。
One time there's a person who got saved.
有一次一个人他得救了。
And his heart was on fire.
他的心就非常火热。
And he started to preach the gospel on the streets.
然后就在街上传福音。
But you know, he doesn't have formal training, you know.
他没有这个正规训练。
So as he was preaching, one of the audience said, Young man, you got to be ashamed of yourself.
然后当他传福音的时候，旁边就有一个人，一个世人来说，你应该为自己而羞耻。
And this preacher said, Yes, I'm ashamed of myself.
然后这个传道的人就说，是的，我为自己是羞耻。
But I'm not ashamed of my Lord.
但我不为我的主而羞耻。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be concerned that God has given us a duty and responsibility.
所以我想大家应该知道，神给了我们一个职责，一个责任。
To preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
就是把这个好消息基督的福音传给人。
You know, there is a person named Mr. Kimball.
有一个人他的名字叫 Mr. Kimball.
One time he went to a shoe store.
有一次他去到一个鞋店。
And he saw there is a 19-year-old young man as a shoe clerk.
那个时候他看到一个很年轻的在鞋店里的职员。
And the Lord, you know, touched his heart to preach the gospel to this young man.
然后神就摸着他的心，把福音传给这个年轻人。
And you know this person, Mr. Kimball, obeyed the commandment.
然后 Mr. Kimball 他就顺服了这个命令。
Then he preached the gospel to this young man, and this person got saved.
就向这个年轻人传福音，他就得救了。
And this person was on fire.
然后这个年轻人又开始火热起来。
Even though he doesn't have a formal college degree,
他也没有一个大学的学位。
And he doesn't know how to preach.
他也不知道该怎么传道。
But he do his best to preach the gospel to the children.
但是他就尽他所能的向孩子们来传福音。
So they have this so-called Sunday school meeting in Chicago.
然后就在芝加哥有一个主日学的聚集。
According to the record, thousands of children got saved because of the preaching of D.L. Moody.
然后根据记载，有成千的孩子们因着 D.L. Moody 他的传道而得救。
This person is the shoe clerk.
这个人就是当时鞋店的那个店
员。And you know, afterwards he started to preach throughout the United States.
然后他就在全美来传福音。
And he was invited to England by F.B. Meyers.
然后他就被在英国的迈尔弟兄请到英国去传道。
No, this English pastor felt like if I invited an American pastor, it might draw more audience.
那可能英国的人想到，如果把美国的牧师请来，那会吸引更多的人。
So at that day when D.L. Moody was preaching the gospel,
然后那一天当 D.L. Moody 弟兄在那里传福音的时候
，F.B. Meyers was very disappointed.
这个迈尔 F.B. Meyer 弟兄就非常的失望
，because the language is not very cultured.
因为他的语言不是那么的不是那么的文雅。
And you know how the British speak. There are there is certain, you know.Certain form.
当英国人讲英文的时候，他们要有一定的那种定式。
But D.L. Moody didn't speak that way.
但是这个穆迪弟兄讲的不是这样。
F.B. Meyers said that he is that first person who pronounced the word Jerusalem in two syllables.
然后这个迈尔弟兄就说，这个穆迪弟兄是第一个他听到耶路撒冷里面用两个元音的。
两个 syllables.
Syllables.
Two syllables.
两个音节。
In other words, his English is not very good.
或者换句话说，他的英文不是很好。
But the thing is, a lot of people got saved.
但是问题是，很多人听了就信了。
So after the so-called the series of gospel meeting,
然后在一系列的这个福音聚会之后
，then F.B. Meyers asked one of the church ladies, "How do you think about the meeting?"
然后这个迈尔弟兄就问其中的一个姐妹说：“你觉得这一段的聚会怎么样？”
And the sister said, "Oh, wonderful."Since D.L. Moody was here, I was touched. I started to preach to my Sunday school kids, and they all got saved.
然后这个姐妹就说：“真的奇妙，因为神摸着我了，而且我在跟孩子们讲，这些孩子们都得救了。”
Then F.B. Meyer said, "Now I know what is the language of the soul."
然后迈尔弟兄就说：“现在我知道了，在灵魂里面的语言到底是
什么。” What is the language of the soul? The good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这个灵魂里的语言就是基督他的福音。
Then F.B. Meyers went to the United States to preach.
然后这个迈尔弟兄后来到美国来传道。
He started to preach to the colleges.
他就向大学生来讲道。
And in one of the meeting, he said, "I encourage you to commit your life to Christ."
在一个那个聚会里面，他就跟这些年轻人讲，鼓励你们把自己的生命献给神。
If you don't want to.
但如果你不愿意的话
，Promise me to say this prayer.
但你答应我做这样一个祷告
，Lord, I'm not willing.
主啊，我不愿意。
But made my heart willing.
但是让我的心愿意。
And while he's saying this,
当他这么讲的时候
，There is a person named Wilbur Chapman.
有一个人，他的名字叫 Wilbur Chapman.
He said, "Lord, I'm that person."
他就跟神讲，我就是那个人。
I'm not willing. Made my heart willing.
虽然我不愿意，但让我的心愿意。
And you know what? God saved this person.
知道吗？神就拯救了这个人。
And he started to preach the gospel.
他就开始传福音。
And the gospel work was so huge.
然后这个福音的果效就非常大。
Yeah, he needed a co-worker.
他就需要有个同工。
Listen to this. He picked up a young man.
大家仔细听，他就找到一个年轻人。
His name is Billy Sunday.
他的名字叫做Billy。礼拜天
Billy Sunday
就是 Billy Sunday.
And this Billy Sunday tried to help occasionally set up the tents for the gospel revival.
那这个年轻人呢，就是经常会为着福音聚会把那个帐篷搭起来。
Just put on the chairs.
把这个椅子摆好。
Occasionally he will counsel those unbelievers who have questions concerning the gospel message.
那经常呢，在福音信息之后，那些有问题的福音朋友，他跟他们交谈。
Sometimes he will give the testimony concerning his life, how God saved him.
然后有的时候也跟人做见证说我是怎么得救的。
Because he is a drug addict and an alcoholic, God saved him from this.
哦，曾经他是那个毒瘾犯瘾的人，然后神拯救他。
Then afterwards, when Wilbur Chapman is growing old, then Brother Chapman said, "How about Billy Sunday? You take over."
然后当这个 Chapman 弟兄渐渐衰老之后，他就说，让这个 Billy Sunday 不如你来接手。
And the Lord, you know, used Brother Billy Sunday.
然后神就使用 Billy Sunday 这个弟兄。
According to the record, it's more than 1 million people got saved because of the preaching of Billy Sunday.
根据记录，有超过100万的人因着 Billy Sunday 弟兄的福音而得救。
One time, Billy Sunday went to Charlotte, North Carolina.
有一次。这个 Billy Sunday 弟兄就去到夏洛特。
Through the preaching of the gospel, there is a revival.
借着福音，在当地有一个复兴。
And there is a group of people called they call themselves the Charlotte Prayer Meeting.
其中有一班人，他们把自己称为夏洛特的祷告聚会者。
And what is the purpose of this prayer meeting?
那这个祷告聚会是为什么呢
？Is that Lord, after this revival, give us another revival? Not only will shook Charlotte, but also will shook the world.
他们的祷告就是说，再给我们一个复兴，不光这个复兴是震动夏洛特，而且是震动整个美国的。
They continue on to pray for one decade.
他们就这样持续的祷告了有10年时间。
After that one decade, a brother named Mordecai Ham came to Charlotte, North Carolina.
所以在10年之后，有一个弟兄叫 Mordecai。他来到夏洛特
，He started to preach the gospel，
开始传福音。
While he is pointing to the audience，
然后他就指着那些听众。
There's a young boy, fifteen year old farm boy sitting there。
有一个在农场的在农场的孩子，15岁。
He felt so uneasy because of the pointing of brother Mordecai Ham。
因为这个弟兄一直用手指来指，这个年轻人就很难受。
So he rose up and went to stand with the choir。
然后他就逃避，就站起来站到诗班旁边。
He might escape the pointing of Mordecai Ham。
就因着这个弟兄总用手指来指，他想逃避。
But he then never escaped the finger of God。
但是他就没有逃过神的指头。
This person got saved。
这个人得救了。
And you know who the name of this person is？
那这个人的名字叫什么呢
？Billy Graham。
就是葛培里。
Brothers and sisters。
所以弟兄姐妹们
，you see God used so many just one person。
所以神可以借着一个人做很多的事。
To save so many people。
救了很多的人。
Even servants to preach the gospel。
就是甚至传福音的仆人也是这样得救
的。A lot of times we feel like we should have some special training to preach the gospel. No, it's not.
有的时候我们觉得要特殊的训练才能够传福音。
We just need to preach how we got saved.
就是来传讲我们是怎么得救的。
If I tell you these stories,
就是跟他们讲我们的故事。
No, as I tell you these stories,
如果我刚才讲的这些故事
，All the names that came out is D.L. Moody, F.B. Myers, Mordecai Ham, Billy Sunday.
刚才所讲的像穆迪弟兄迈尔弟兄 Billy Sunday 然后这些人名
Yet we forgot Who's that first person who preached the gospel
但我们还记得第一个名字是谁吗
I believe you all forget right
我相信大家已经忘了
Mr. Kimball
就是 Kimball 弟兄
It's just a plain brother
只是一个很平常的弟兄
But thank God
但是感谢神
God used him
神使用了他。
Today we need to also be like that person.
今天我们都要像这个人一样。
When the Lord Jesus comes back,
当主耶稣基督回来的时候
，What can we present the Lord?
我们可以把什么带到神面前
？How many people can we present as the trophy of God's grace?
有多少人我们可以带到神面前说这些是恩典的奖杯
？Today we need to be excited.
今天我们需要兴奋起
来。God gave us the privilege to speak of His grace.
因为神已经把这个特权给我们，来把他的恩典传递。
How can this grace be so delightful?
这个恩典是何等的让人喜悦。
How could this grace cause us to be so excited?
这个恩典是何等的让我们兴奋。
Why?
为什么
？Because this grace set us free.
因为这个恩典让我们可以得释放。
The Bible says,
圣经这么讲。
Stand fast in the liberty in which Christ has set you free.
是站在基督所给我们的这个得救的自由里面。
Because before we are saved, we are under the bondage of Satan, death and sin.
因为当我们在得救之前是在撒旦的捆绑下面，罪跟死里面。
But when grace came to us,
但是当恩典临到我们
，we are set free.
我们就被释放。
What kind of grace is this?
这是何等的恩典
？This grace is God's sovereign grace.
这个恩典也是神主权里的恩典。
As we read a while ago in Ephesians chapter 2.
就像刚才我们在以弗所书第二章
We are predestinated before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame in him
就是我们是在创世之前就被拣选的在神里面圣洁无有瑕疵
Sometimes we will ask ourselves who am I so special that God wants to choose me
有的时候我们真要问神为什么我这么特别你要拣选我
Yet God said I want to choose you that's it
神却说我就是要拣选你
Sometimes when I had a habit I like to go to pet stores
我有一个喜好就是去那些宠物店
Especially to watch the fish
尤其是到那边看什么看鱼
So let me tell you a secret
让我告诉你一个小秘密
A lot of time before the Friday night's meeting I will ask my wife bring me to the pet store
经常在周五这个查经之前我让我的妻子带我说到那个宠物店
But you go to pet store sometimes they said you see beautiful fish
有的时候到宠物店你看到这么美丽的这些鱼
And beside it said sold
但是在旁边就写一句话已经卖出
In other words, a person already paid what need to be paid but only to be picked up at their own convenience
或者说这个鱼已经被那个人付了代价买了之后只等那个人什么时候来收取就是
Brothers, are we just like that?
弟兄姐妹们我们是不是也这样
God already predestinated us in time eternal
神已经预先预定了在永远之前
And on the proper time comes, he came to save us.
在特定的时候他来拯救了我们
This is God's sovereign grace.
这个是神主权的恩典
But it doesn't end here.
但还没有停在这里
You speak of God's seeking grace.
这也是神那寻找的恩典
The Bible tells us the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost.
因为圣经里面讲人子来是要寻找拯救那些失丧的
Yeah, this verse is because of talking about a shepherd who have 100 sheep and one got lost.
哦，这里面讲到的是那个牧人有一百只羊却失落了一只。
He left that 99 sheep behind and to seek that lost sheep.
所以他就撇下那99只来寻找那只失落的羊。
If you were to ask me, what will I do?
如果你问我，我做什么？我怎么做
？I will say this is only a collateral damage.
我要说这个只是一个 collateral damage.
对。In other words, I won't waste my time looking for that lost sheep, but rather putting this 99 sheep behind.
或者说这个就是一个该有的一个损失就是了。或者说我会照管那个已经还在安全里面的99只，不管这一只。
Because sooner or later, that in the 99 sheep, they will give birth to another sheep, and it will take place for the sheep that is lost.
因为99只里面可能再多生一只，就可以来取代所失落的那一只。
This is how the world thinks.
这就是世界的想法。
Collateral damage, it can be replaced.
这些已经是计算好的损失，那就损失掉算了。
But in God's eye, it never happened this way.
但是在神里面，从来不是这样。
What he already predestinated,
他预定的人。
What he will save to the end.
如果他拯救了，他就拯救到底。
Sometimes we feel like how did I get saved?
有的时候我们要问，我是怎么得救的
？But thank God, he came because of the seeking grace of God.
但是感谢神，他来，这是他寻找的恩典。
I have a coworker who told me about his salvation.
我有一个同事告诉我他的救恩。
I said, "How do you got saved?"
我就问他，你是怎么得救的呢
？He said, "While I was watching TV."
他说，当我在看电视的时候。
I said, "Wait." I said, "Can you please explain this? How do you got saved by watching TV?"
我就说，哎，等等，你怎么能看电视的时候竟然得救了
？He said, "I watching football games and I feel so bored, so I turn my channel."
他就说，我是在看一个足球赛，但是因为很烦闷，所以我就转了一个频道。
Then it came to channel 14.
就到了第14台。
They are preaching the gospel.
那个时候在传福音。
And it touched my heart. I got saved.
然后就摸着我的心，我就得救了。
The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost.
所以人子来就是要来寻找。
You might be in a very place that is so unfamiliar.
也许你到了一个非常不熟悉的地方。
But when God say, "I want to seek out for you," He will seek it out.
但是如果神说他要来寻找你，他会寻找。
Regardless how irregular that place is.
不管那个地方是多么的不正常。
Not only we talk about God's sovereign grace, God's seeking grace, we speak of God's saving grace.
不光我们讲到神他主权里的恩典，他寻找的恩典，我们也讲到他拯救的恩典。
If we talk about God's saving grace,
我们如果讲到他拯救的恩典
，it is 100% grace, 0% work.
就是100%的恩典是零，根本就是零的。那个行为
Because a lot of times in our mind, we need to do something in order to add God's grace in order to be saved.
有的时候我们想，我总要做一点东西，再加在神的恩典上面。
But the Bible tells us, if that is the case, then grace is grace no more.
但是圣经告诉我们，如果再加上其他的做工的话，那就不是恩典。
What is really grace?
什么是恩典？
You know, you might say grace is love.
也许你说恩典就是爱吧。
But that's not enough.
但还不足够。
God is love that gives. Yeah, maybe.
对，在爱里面，神会给予，没错。
God, grace is love that gives to those without merit.
好，这个恩典是神在爱里面给那些不配有的没有功劳的人。
In other words, to give those who are not, you know, are not worthy to be given.
或者说给那些根本不配的人。
But is that it? No.
但还不止。
God, grace is love given to those without merit and to those who does not want the gift.
神的恩典是在爱里面给那些完全没有功劳的人，而且不想接受的。
That's why we keep on preaching the gospel.
所以我们要持续的来传福音。
Even though people reject the gospel,
虽然人在那里来拒绝。
In this age of grace,
但是现在还是恩典的时代。
God commanded us to continue to preach the gospel.
神的命令是让我们不停的传福音。
For God wills that all men to be saved and came to the full knowledge of the truth.
因为神是愿意万人得救，明白真道。
This is the grace of God.
这个是神的恩典。
This is God's saving grace.
这个是神拯救的恩典。
But that it doesn't end here.
但还不停在这里。
This grace is God's preserving grace.
这也是神保守的恩典。
He preserves us until that day.
他保守我们直到那日。
You know, God, you know, after we got saved, God is not done with us.
当我们得救之后，不是说神的工作就停在这里。
We feel, okay, I got a ticket to heaven. Praise the Lord. And I will live my own life. Then when the Lord Jesus comes, I go to heaven.
也许你说，我现在得救了，好了，已经有了门票了，然后现在过我该过的、想过的生活，只等到主耶稣再来。
Young people, this is not the case.
所以，尤其年轻人，不是这样的。
God is not done with us yet.
神在我们身上还没有做完。
Yet that day when we got saved,
当我们得救那一天开始，
our spirit is enlivened.
我们的灵被
苏醒 because in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 says
因为在以弗所书第二章第一节这么讲
we who are dead in sin and trespasses
我们是死在罪恶跟过犯之中的
we are dead
我们是死的
that's why we cannot do anything good
所以我们不可能有任何的善行
that's why Paul said what I want to do I cannot do
所以保罗也这么说我愿意所做的善我却做不出来
what I don't want to do that I do
但我不愿意去行的恶，我却行出
来。Because we are dead in sin and trespasses.
因为我们是死在罪恶过犯之中。
And we never had a way to have fellowship with God.
我们没有可能跟神有交通。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
That day when grace came into us.
那一天当恩典进到我们里面。
Our spirit was enlivened.
我们的灵就苏醒过来。
But it doesn't end here.
还没有停在这里。
As we become a Christian child of God.
当我们成为基督徒神的儿女之后。
God continued the transformation of our soul.
神继续的在我们灵魂里面做改变的工作。
He transforms us day by day.
天天都来做改变的工作。
That we might be like him.
所以我们可以像他。
Sometimes we go through some difficult situation.
有的时候我们经历一些难处。
Even though what we did is right.
虽然我们做了一些对的事。
We felt like, what is God really doing?
但是却在那里问神，为什么神你让这件事临到我？
God is doing a lot of things in us.
神在我们里面做很多的事。
Through this difficult situation, he's taking out a lot of things that is not of him.
因为在这些难处里面，神把我们里面不属于他的很多东西要拿掉。
Taking away a lot of things that is of the old creation.
要把那些旧造的东西去除。
And replacing it with himself.
而且用他自己来代替。
That day will come.
那一天要来到。
And we shall be like him.
我们必要像他。
That is the transformation of the soul.
这个就是灵魂的一个拯救。
But it doesn't end here.
但还没停在这。
When he comes back.
当他再来的时候。
There will be the redemption of our body.
就是我们身体得赎的时候
This corrupted body
这个必朽坏的身体
will be incorruptible
就要变成不朽坏的
That's why this grace is a preserving grace
所以这个恩典是一个保守的恩典
He saved us that day
他那天拯救了我们
He will save us until the end
而且要一直到底的拯救我们
Lastly
最后
This grace is a satisfying grace
这个恩典也是一个满足的恩典
Let me read to you again
让我再来向大家来读
It says hereVerse 4, to Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.
在提多书第一章第四节，现在写信给提多，就是照着我们所共信之道做我真儿子的，愿恩惠平安从父神和我们的救主基督耶稣归于你。
It's a grace, mercy, and peace.
这里面讲到有恩惠平安。
You know what is grace?
什么是恩典呢?
Grace is God gave you something that we don't deserve.
就是神给我们一些我们不配得的。
What is mercy?
那还有一个怜悯。
God did not give us what we deserve.
就是神没有把我们配得的给我们。
Which is eternal perdition.
就是这个永远的灭亡。
And what is peace?
什么是平安呢？
The result of grace and mercy.
就是恩惠跟怜悯的结果。
Is this satisfying?
这是不是让我们得满足？
Today we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天借着我们的主耶稣基督与神和好。
There is no more condemnation.
再没有任何的定罪。
But aside from having peace with God,
但是我们现在却有与神之间的平安。
God gave us a storehouse of His riches for us to experience and enjoy.
神已经给了我们的一切，让我们来享受他的丰盛。
Last time I was sharing with the saints in Dumbo.
上一次我跟当伯的弟兄来分享。
I was sharing in the book of Colossians.
那个时候跟他们来分享的是哥罗西书。
The verse says that all the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth in him bodily.
哦，在那里面讲神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督
里。And we are complete in him.
我们在他里面成为完全。
In other words, when we are in him,
或者说我们如果在他里面。
When we walk by the Spirit,
当我们在灵里面行的话。
All the riches of God is at our disposal.
所有神的丰富都在我们的手里。
All the fruit of the Holy Spirit that is mentioned in Galatians.
所有在加勒太书里面讲到圣灵所结的果子。
Which we can experience day by day.
我们天天都可以来经历。
No, one time there's a boy and a father.
有一次有一个孩子跟他的父亲。
They are extremely rich.
他们非常的有钱。
And one of their hobbies is to collect, you know, famous paintings.
他们的喜好就是来收集一些名画。
And they have a special room to put their paintings in display.
而且他们家里面专门有一间房子把这些名画挂起来。
And the father and son a lot of times will come together and talk and, you know, admire the paintings which they have bought.
那经常这个父亲跟儿子一起在这里来分享来谈论这些他们所买的
话。One day, the letter came from the army that the son needs to go to the army.
有一天一封信来就是说这个儿子要参军。
And he went to battle, sad to say, he was killed in battle.
他去到这个战场但是非常悲哀的就是他在战场牺牲了。
And the news reached his father, and the father was so sorrowful.
然后这个消息临到父亲，父亲非常的悲伤。
So he started to paint the picture of his son.
然后他就开始来画他儿子的画像。
And put that picture of his son as the masterpiece, a centerpiece of all the pictures he had bought.
然后就把他儿子的画摆在所有画的中间，成为那个杰作。
After a while, the father passed away.
过了一阵时间，这个父亲也去世了。
And he had a will.
然后他就有一个遗嘱。
That all his possessions need to be sold.
所有他所有的这些拥有的都要在这里来拍卖。
But the first thing to be sold is the picture of the son.
但第一个被拍卖的物品就是他儿子这幅画。
A lot of people came over the world to try to buy those famous pictures.
很多人从世界各处来就是要买这些名画。
But the auctioneer said, no, this picture needs to be sold first.
但是这些拍卖的人说这幅儿子的画要首先被拍卖。
He said, no one wants to buy it.
没人想买这幅画。
Then the auctioneer said, "How about $20?"
然后这个拍卖的人就说，不如$20吧。
No one wants to buy it.
还是没人要买。
Then how about $10?
那十块美金呢
？Then an old servant of the master came forward.
然后这个老主人他的一个仆人走上前来。
Said, "I don't have much money. I only had $10."
他说我没有多少的钱，我有十块钱。
I want the picture of the son.
我就要买这个儿子的画。
Then after he bought the picture of the son.
当他把这个儿子的画买完之后
Then the auctioneer said, the auction ends here.
然后拍卖的人就说今天拍卖就到此为止
了 So everybody was surprised, how about the other picture?
然后所有的人都很惊奇那其他的这些画呢
He said, according to the will of the master, he who owns the picture of the son owns everything.
然后那个拍卖的人就说根据主人的遗嘱所有拍卖到儿子这幅画的人就得着我所有的财产
As I read this story,
当我来读这个故事的时候
I said, I'm worse than this old person.
我就说我比这个老仆人还要差
I don't even have $10.
我连十块钱都没有
We are just empty handed.
我们是双手空空的
But thank God.
但是感谢神
By faith in him.
借着在神里面的信
Not only we are saved.
不光我们得救了
But we are giving the privilege to enjoy all the riches of Christ.
而且我们有这个权利来享受神一切的丰盛。
Is this the satisfying grace of God?
这是不是神这个满足的恩典
？That's why every time we come to the Lord's table.
所以每一次我们到神的桌子面前
，We just need to have heart full of praise.
就需要在心里面充满了感激。
Not 1% is me, it's 100% if your amazing grace.
没有我们一点点的行为是百分之百的恩典。
It's God's sovereign grace.
这是神主权里
的恩典。It's God's seeking grace.
这是神寻找的恩
典。It's God's saving grace.
这是神拯救的恩
典。It's God's preserving grace.
这是神保守的恩典。
It's God's satisfying grace.
这是让我们满足的恩典。
What more do we want?
我们还需要什么吗？
But there is a little problem here.
但这里还有一个问题。
At that time I mentioned already there is a group of people called the Judaizers.
在那个时候我已经提到了有一班人他们是犹太人
They felt that aside from the faith in Jesus Christ
他们觉得在耶稣基督里面的信之外
There is a need to, what, to add more good works in order to, for you to be saved
还需要加上其他的好行为才能让一个人得救
Brothers and sisters, let this be a warning to us all
弟兄姐妹们让这成为我们所有人的警告
The grace of God 100% and 0% man's work
就是百分之百是神的恩典
a lot of times,
我们的行为是零
A lot of times we fall into this kind of category
有的时候我们就落到这样的方面
One time I was hearing a person who is interviewing a person who wants to be baptized
有一次我听到一个在受浸谈话里面的人
And this person said why do you want to be saved?
然后就问这个要受浸的你为什么要受浸呢
He said I believe in Jesus
那个人就说因为我相信耶稣
Then the next question is, did you read your Bible regularly?
然后下面第二个问题就是说，你有没有每天读经呢？
Do you go to church regularly?
你有没有非常经常的去教会呢？
Brothers and sisters, if I got saved and that day when I got baptized and they asked me that question, I will never be here today.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我受浸的时候，当时受浸谈话的人问我这个问题，那我就不会得救了。
Brothers and sisters, it doesn't mean you shouldn't love the word to read the Word of God.
弟兄姐妹们，我不是说大家不来读圣经。
It's not. It doesn't mean to say you shouldn't. You should come to the meeting.
不是说你不需要来聚会。
But reading the Word of God, going to the meeting is not the requirement for salvation.
但是读圣经和来聚会并不是你得着救恩的条件。
Let me say it again.
让我再说一次。
Good works is not a requirement for salvation.
好的行为并不是我们得。救恩的一个条件。
It is the faith in Christ Jesus that is the requirement for salvation, 100% all.
就是在基督里面的信心百分之百。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神真的在我们身上有怜悯。
Sometimes after being a Christian for so many years,
很多时候当我们做基督徒很多年之后
there is a tendency we add something, add this and add that.
有一个倾向就是我们再加上这个，加上那个。
Let us come back to our common faith.
让我们回到这个共信之道。
Let's come back to the truth of the Word of God.
让我们再回到神话语的这个真理里面。
Because if we add some more,
如果我们在上面加上任何东西
that is denial of God's grace.
那就是否认神的恩典。
Another thing,
还有一件事
there is the abuse of God's grace.
有一个就是来挥霍神的恩典。
On the one hand, there's two extremes.
有两个极端。
We deny the grace of God.
一方面我们就否认了神的恩典
Because we felt like we should do something more aside from our faith in Christ Jesus.
因为有的时候我们觉得在这个耶稣的救恩之外我们需要恩典之外再需要加上一些
Yet on the other hand,
但在另外一方面
People thought, oh, the grace of God is so much.
我们觉得神恩典这么大
Even though I sin, he will continue to forgive us.
就算我再犯罪他也会赦免我
Brothers and sisters, this is abuse of the grace of God.
弟兄姐妹们这个是滥用神的
恩典 Yes, we might sin. We might sin.
是的，我们是会犯罪。
We might fall.
我们会跌倒。
But if we intentionally do that,
但如果我们是故意这么做的话
there's a consequence for sin.
这个罪是有后果的。
We know King David.
我们记得大卫。
He's a person who knows the heart of God.
这个大卫王他是合神心意的人。
But because of that one sin,
但因着他所犯的那个罪
that one sin he committed adultery with Bathsheba.
就是他与拔示巴行淫。
He suffered the consequences even after 40 years.
就是在四十年之后，他还要接受这件事的后果。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be serious about this matter.
弟兄姐妹们，我们在这件事上要非常的严肃。
The Bible tells us, should we sin that grace may abound? No.
在那个圣经上面说，难道我们要犯罪让恩典显多吗？不是的。
The grace of God is so precious.
神的恩典是这么的宝贵。
We need to treasure the grace of God.
我们需要来宝贵神的恩典。
Now we come to the last thing.
现在我们讲到最后
What does grace give us?
恩典带给我们什么
Okay, let's read, I'll read to you again.
让我再读给大家
Chapter 2, verse 11.
第二章的第十一节
It says, For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men.
那里面讲到，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
Grace brought us salvation.
恩典带给我们救恩。
Because we are dead in sin.
因为我们曾经是死在罪里面。
According to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1, 2 and 3.
在那个以弗所书第二章的第一到第三节这么讲。
Maybe let's read it, I'll read it to you.
让我来跟大家读。
Chapter 2 verse 1, when you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.Verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others.
那里面讲到，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
These three verses give us the reason why we need salvation.
所以这三节已经给我们一个原因，为什么需要恩救恩。
Firstly, we are dead in sin and trespasses.
第一，我们是死在过犯罪恶之中。
Secondly, we are under the control of the prince and the power of the air.
第二，我们是顺服空中掌权者的首领。
Number three, we are walking according to all creation who walk according to the lust of our flesh.
第三，我们是跟他们一样，是放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
And because of this, we need salvation.
所以因此我们需要救恩。
Thank God, through His grace, He gave us salvation.
感谢神，借着恩典，我们得着了这个救恩。
But it doesn't end here.
但还没有停在这里。
It says here, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
那里面讲到，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
Grace brought us salvation.
恩典带给我们救恩。
Grace teaches us sanctification.
而且救恩来教导我们什么是成为圣洁。
After we got saved.
当我们得救之后。
I will say it again. God is not done with us yet.
让我再说，神还没有完成。
Rather, this spirit of grace is in us.
这个恩典的灵已经在我们里面
，working in us，
来做工
，that we might be more， that we will deny ungodliness，
而且我们可以来去脱去那些不敬虔的事。
Before we have no feeling concerning sin，
以前我们对罪是没有感觉的。
Concerning sin and this lustful living， we feel it's only part of the way of life。
关于罪，关于肉体的这些情欲，我们是觉得跟我们没关系。
But that day when we got saved，
我们觉得没关系，但是那天我们得救之后
，It seems that our conscience is revived.
我们的良心就苏醒过来。
We had a feeling.
就开始有感觉。
Every time we did something wrong, there's an uneasy feeling within.
每一次做的事情不对，里面就不平安。
This is the working of the grace of God.
这就是神他恩典的作用。
Teaching us sanctification.
告诉我们怎样成为圣洁。
I remember one time I say something to my mom not very accurately.
有一次我记得对自己的妈妈讲了一些不准确的话。
And I was just a very young boy.
我是很年幼的一个孩子。
I was so uneasy, I wake up in the middle of the night, tell my mom, Mom, I say something not accurate.
然后我就非常的不安稳，甚至到晚上我睡不着觉，要起来跟妈妈讲，说我刚才我今天讲了一些话是不准确的。
What is this?
这个是什么？
This is the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的指教。
The teaching us sanctification.
就是指教我们怎样成圣。
That we should deny ungodliness.
我们需要除去不敬虔的
心。On the other hand, we should walk righteously and godly in this present world.
在反方向，我们应该自守公义，敬虔度日。
That's why John Newton once said.
所以约翰牛顿曾经有一次这么讲。
I'm not what I ought to be.
他说，我不是我该是的。
I'm not what I wish to be.
我不是我想要成为的。
I'm not what I hope to be.
我也不是我盼望所要成的。
But thank God,
但是感谢神。
I am not what I once was.
我不是我原来的我。
Through the grace of God,
是借着神的恩典。
According to the Apostle Paul,
根据保罗所说
，I am what I am.
我就是我自己的。
and what? A new creation in Christ.
我就是新造的人。
Today, brothers and sisters,
今天弟兄姐妹们,
we can say we are here today.
我们可以说今天在这里。
We are, our conscience is revived.
我们的良心苏醒了。
It's all because of the working of the grace of God.
是因着神的恩典在我们里面做工。
That teach us sanctification.
来指教我们如何成圣。
Thirdly,
第三,
what does grace sought us?
这个恩典是来寻找到了什么呢?
Who, verse 14.
在第十四节。
Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works.
他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
What does grace sought us?
那恩典在我们里面得着什么?
Sought us to become a peculiar people.
得着我们特别做他的子民。
Peculiar doesn't mean strange.
这个特做自己的子民不是说我们很奇怪。
In other words, in God's eyes, we are a special group of people.
或者说在神的眼里我们是很独特的一般人。
Zealous of good works.
是热心为善的。
And how did he did that?
那他是怎么做到这一点?
The grace redeemed us.
因为这个恩典来救赎了我们。
When we talk about redemption,
当我们讲到赎这件事情。
A lot of times in our mind, we say, oh, God forgive me of my sin.
有的时候我们讲到哦，神拯救了我们脱离罪恶。
We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督，我们可以与神和好。
But let me tell you,
但是让我告诉你
，this redemption is more than that.
这个救赎超过这些。
God redeem us back.
神把我们赎回来。
Before we are under the domination of Satan.
以前我们是在撒旦的权下。
We belong to him.
我们是属于撒旦。
But God, through His grace,
但借着神的恩典
，He brought us back.
他把我们拯救回来。
We get this grace freely.
我们是白白的得这样的恩典。
But he paid so much for this.
但是他却为此付上了极大的代价。
He paid dearly for this price.
他为着这件事付上了非常大的代价。
You know, one time during a tsunami in Japan.
在日本曾经有一个海啸。
And there's a lot of destruction.
有许多的那些毁坏。
Thousands of people died.
成千的人死亡。
So search and rescue team came over to the island to rescue people who might be alive.
所以搜救的这些人员就来到这个岛上来寻找还有没有幸存的。
They start to go to building after building.
他们就一件一个 一栋一栋建筑物去找。
And they saw the first team went and saw in a little hole there is a woman in there.
然后他们通过一个建筑外面的那个洞看到里面有一个妇人。
And this woman is like kneeling down, like I'm worshiping.
这个妇人的姿势就像就是跪在那里，就像在敬拜的样子。
So the head of the rescue operation tried to touch that young girl, young woman.
然后这个搜救的那个组长呢，就用手去摸这个年轻的女孩子
trying to tell her rescue is on the way.
然后就想告诉他，这个拯救很快就到了。
But the thing is, upon touching that girl, the girl was so cold and stiff, hard.
然后他摸到这个女孩子，就发现这个女孩子全身冰冷，而且是僵硬的。
In other words, that young lady died already.
或者换句话说，这个女孩子已经死亡了。
So they moved to another building.
所以他们就去下一栋的建筑物。
When they are about to move to another building,
但是当他们准备转移之前
，that person who touched the girl felt like, no, we need to go back. We need to go back.
然后这个摸到女孩子的人就突然间心里面觉得我们要回去，要回去。
And people say, for what reason? The person is dead. Let's go and seek for some people who are alive.
然后其他的人就说，你为什么要回去？因为可能还有其他幸存者要我们去救。
But he said, no, we need to go back.
然后这个人就说，不，我们还是要回去。
And they start digging.
然后他们就开始挖掘。
When they reach the girl, they take away all the heavy debris that is upon the girl, the woman.
然后他们到这个女孩面前，就把压在她身上的重物全部去除。
And upon taking away the debris,
当把这些外面的这些杂物拿开之后
，they found a baby boy still alive.
他们就看到原来有一个婴儿还是活的。
Wrapped on a flowery blanket.
就是被一个毯子包起来。
In other words, the lady really shield himself in order to protect the young baby boy.
或者说，这个女孩子是用自己的身体来保护了这个怀中的孩子。
Her skull is crushed, his spinal cord is broken.
她的头骨被压碎了，她的脊椎已经断掉了。
For one reason, to save his son.
就是为一个原因，救她的儿子。
And upon saving that son,
因着拯救这个儿子
，they found a cell phone.
他们还看到一个手机。
And they turn on the cell phone.
他们就把手机打开。
There's a text message.
在手机上有一个短信。
It says, if you survive,
就说如果你幸存的话
you should remember I love you.
你要记得我爱你。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
this is God's grace.
这个是神的恩典。
He redeemed us.
他救赎了我们。
On the cross,
在十字架上
面 you see, all his body was broken.
我们看到他的身体裂开
And that only one message telling us,
只有一个信息短信发给我们
I love you.
我爱你
Continue to love you.
我会一直的爱你
This is the redemptive work of Christ.
这个就是基督他拯救的
He redeemed us that we might be a special people.
他救赎了我们特作自己的子民
And secondly, he purified us.
第二，而且他洁净我们
，purify us that we might be zealous of good works，
而且让我们可以热心为善。
In other words, after we got saved，
或者说当我们得救之后
，I believe every one of us we love to serve the Lord, right？
我相信我们都愿意来服侍神，是不是
？Who after save love to serve the Lord? Please raise your hand. Who have this experience？
谁有这样的
？After you got saved, you want to serve the Lord？
谁有这样的这个经历？就是说你一得救就说我要服侍神的。
This is the work of the grace of God.
这个是神恩典的工作。
You know, it is not much. It's not much about what we do.
不是我们到底做什么。
It is the reason why we do it.
而是我们为什么要这样做。
Because if it is the reason how much we do or what I want to do, then there is really no contest.
如果我们所注重的是我可以做多少，或者说我想做什么的话。
Because really, a lot of unbelievers do a lot of good works too.
那很多不信神的人，他们也行很多的善行。
But there are a lot of individual reason.
但是他们的原因有很多
Maybe some for fame,
有的是为着名
Some for individual reason, individual reason.、
哦、他们是为个人的原因
Some in order to what,、less, to less pay taxes、
有的人甚至这么做是为了减税
Well, I'm not trying to say, you know, it's wrong, okay?、
我甚至不说这些是不对的
But the fact is, there is a lot of reason in doing good works.
但是我要讲的是善行后面有很多的原因
If you look at the New Testament,
如果大家来看新约的话
we see there's the Lord was on the temple.
我们看到主耶稣在圣殿里
And there's a lot of rich people pouring on gift on the plate.
很多的有钱的人也在那里献殿
Then another lady came in, a widow putting on two mites.
有一个寡妇就拿了两个小钱
If we try to measure how good the service is by measuring the amount,Then there is no contest.
如果我们是根据这个人他服侍的所做成的这个数量来测夺的话
，There is no contest. 没有办法比，
没有办法比。
But praise the Lord.
但是我们赞美神。
What did God said?
神说什么
？He gave all that he had.
他是把他所有的都投进去了。
This young widow gave all that she had. She gave the most.
这个年轻的寡妇，她比众人投的都多，因为她把她所有的养生的都投进去了。
And for what reason?
为了什么原因呢
Because of the love of God.
是因着神的爱。
In other words, after he put on these two mites,
或者说他把这两个小钱投进去之后
there is no more source of living for her.
对他来讲已经没有生活来源了。
Today, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹今天
when we serve God,
当我们服侍神的时候
it is not for our individual gain,
不是为着我们个人的得着。
God is purifying our hearts.
神在那里洁净我们的心。
That we serve him because we love him only.
我们服侍他是因着仅仅单单的因着我们爱他。
This is what grace has taught us.
这个就是恩典在我们身上所得到的。
To be a group of people to serve him.
也就是有特作子民的一般人来服侍他。
Lastly,
最后
what has grace wrought us?
这个恩典在我们里面制造出什么呢
?Verse 13 says,
第十三节
looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ.
等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
This grace wrought in us a what a hope.
这个恩典在我们里面锻造出来一个盼望。
That our hope is not on things on this earth.
我们的盼望不在这个地上。
Our hope is in the heavens.
我们的盼望是在天。
Our hope is in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的盼望是在主耶稣基督的再来。
Francis, I want to ask you, is this your hope? Give me an amen.
弟兄姐妹们，我问大家，你的盼望是不是这个
？Is this our hope, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ?
主耶稣基督再来是不是我们的盼望
？That's why there's a hymn that really touched me most.
所以有一个诗歌非常的摸着我。
Say what a day that will be.
那天该是何等的样子
？When my Jesus I shall see.
就是我可以亲眼看到我的。
When I look upon his face,
当我仰望他的容脸。
The one who saved me by his grace,
借着恩典拯救我的。
And he took me by the hand,
然后他用他的手带领我。
And lead me to the promised land,
带我进到应许之地。
What a day and glorious day that will be!
何等荣耀的一天！
Thank God for what grace has wrought in us.
感谢神为着他用恩典在我们身上所制造出来。
Oh, grace has brought in us salvation.
恩典带给我们救赎。
Grace has taught us sanctification.
恩典教导我们成圣。
Grace sought us to be a peculiar people to serve Him.
恩典找到在我们里面找到成为让我们成为特作他的子民。
God, grace wrought us to have a blessed hope, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
而且恩典在我们里面制造出那个他再来的盼望。
I believe this kind of sharing you have made, sometimes you might already heard it.
我相信今天的分享你已经听到许多次了。
Maybe you are the one also who preached this.
也许你本人甚至来传这样的信息。
But how much we need to be reminded.
但我们何等需要被提醒。
Of how the wonderful grace of God.
就是神何等奇妙的恩典。
Today we can continue to stand here.
今天我们还可以站在这里。
It's all because of the grace of God.
都因着神的恩典。
Let us not be blown by the winds of, you know, false teaching.
让我们不要被这些假的这些道理所带走。
Rather, let us stand fast in the Word of God.
让我们在神的话语里面站立得稳。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
主啊，我们感谢你的恩典。
We can only boast that it is because of your amazing grace that we can stand before you.
我们唯一可以夸口的就是借着你的惊人恩典，我们今天可以站在这里。
Not one bit of our good works.
我们的行为没有一点能够在这里面。
Today, even our good works doesn't count before God.
因为我们的行为在你面前不能被数算。
Lord, when we continue to pray that your grace continue to work in our hearts,
我们继续的祷告，就是你恩典继续的来在我们心里做。
To transform us day by day,
天天来改变我们。
That we might be like you,
让我们可以像你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen. Amen.